faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, BCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us. All right, there's a lot on the docket today, and I definitely want to open the phone lines today and talk with you guys. Let's go right to worldviewreport.com, worldviewreport.com. Let me bring up some of these articles. Here's one of the first ones I want to look at. Look at this one here. The IRS is taking people's money, but deleting or not processing their tax return as received. Now, can you believe that? Because I know this to be true because I have an accountant. And my accountant has been telling me for several weeks that a retired IRS agent in the Mid-South told him that just in the Mid-South, one IRS center had 22 tractor trailers full of unopened mail. Yeah. My accountant, big firm, big accounting firm in the Mid-South. A retired IRS, just retired, recently retired IRS agent in the Mid-South told my accountant that in the Mid-South alone, there were 22 tractor trailer loads of unopened mail to that IRS center. We know for a fact, for the last several weeks and months, we know for a fact, people who have sent in their tax returns for their individual or corporation, the IRS is more than happy to cash their check, take their funds that are electronically sent. Some people send checks. Some people send money order, or cashier's checks. Some people wire it in. Some people do it, you know, direct deposit. However their accountant chooses to tell them to do it. We know for a fact the eternal Revenue Service is happy to take their money, cash their check, and then no record that they filed the tax return. No record. It's like it didn't happen. Now, these crooks can take your money, but they can't do the work. Now, if you get audited, and I have been audited, and I came out with flying colors, she said it was the most organized she's seen anybody in her 18 years of being an agent, and she was very nice. She actually liked Dr. Laura, so she found out I was in talk radio.
Hello?
What? Hello? Why are you talking to my ear? Justin, you there? All right. Someone back in Milwaukee is talking to me. So she found out that I was in talk radio. Oh, I like Dr. Laura. So I thought, okay. So she's not a complete flaming liberal, right? So she said it was the most organized she'd seen anybody in her 18 years. So there you go. We were thankful for that. But reality is this. If you don't file your stuff on time, you get penalized. You get fines and penalties. They can take months and months to open your mail. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Aren't you getting a little tired of the double standard, the rules for thee and the rules for me, what the government can do and get away with that we can't? Yet we're supposed to be the government of the people, by the people, for the people. There needs to be a change in this country where the government bureaucrats can be absolutely penalized. And maybe it's time for some of the government bureaucrats to be heavily fined and or imprisoned. You take this job, you're going to do it, and you're going to do it right. And if you don't, you're going to be fined. And if we find out you're doing certain things, you're all going to go to jail. Are you going to work for free until it's all fixed? There's got to be punitive damages for these bureaucrats, these lazy, no good bureaucrats to do their job. You take a paycheck and you don't do the job. Isn't that called fraud? Isn't that theft? If you take the paycheck but don't do the job. So let's go to the article. Okay? And I'm going to highlight this article. And again, I knew this to be true before reading this article today. Because my accountant and I have had this conversation. Consider the IRS, the agency with a monopoly on collecting taxes. I am sympathetic to the employees of the IRS, he writes. Those tasked with the thankless task of collecting taxes, a task made more arduous by underfunding and understaffing. Well, I don't know if that's true or not. But he's titled his opinion. It seems the super wealthy decided that if the IRS was starved of funding, the odds of their tax evasion being caught by an audit would plummet. And so, voila, the IRS has been starved by both the Republicans and the Democrats for decades. And again, I don't know if that's true or not, if that's why they're doing it. I have no idea. But I do know what is happening to the average taxpayer. I'm sorry to report my experience with the IRS are also shared by many others. Our tax payments are immediately deposited. Surprise! But our tax returns that were delivered with the payment are declared non-existent. The agency reports no record of the return being received. I know this to be true from my own accountant and multiple conversations with him. They cash the money, but no record of the return. It's like they either shred it, they don't scan it, they don't enter it into the system. It's kind of like what was seen a few years ago with one of these false teachers, Word of Faith guys. They supposedly have heard of the undercover footage from some whistleblower where they had a bunch of people in a room, a locked, secure room, opening the mail with big buckets next to them, opening the mail, pulling out the money and throwing away the letters. Didn't even read the letters. So it's kind of like this. I guess the IRS opens it, says tax return, garbage. Got a big garbage dump next to them. Big pail, big dumpster. Throw that away, cash the check. Throw that away, cash the check. Is that what's going on here? He says, this happened to me year after year. And of course, the nation's core reporting, keeping, taxation then bleeds into other agencies and their records. So the Social Security Administration reports my 2020 income as zero, meaning I get no credit for the immense sum I paid in Social Security taxes. Being self-employed, I paid 15.3% of all earnings in Social Security taxes, both the employee and employer shares. And they show no record that he paid in. Since the IRS claimed it had no record of my 2020 tax return, I wrote the IRS a letter asking if they wanted me to submit the return. Some months later, I received a reply to my previous address, despite the fact I'd submitted an official IRS change of address form saying, quote, we're working on it, end quote. After repeated tries, I finally figured out that the only tax year in my file the IRS system recognized is 2016. So if I want to pay my quarterly estimated taxes online, I have to enter the date from 2016. Any other tax year will draw a blank. In effect, I only exist in the year 2016, 6 years ago. My estimated tax payments are duly deposited, and my payment attached to my return is duly deposited. But my tax return doesn't exist. Others have reported the same circumstance. I know they have because, again, I've been telling you since the show started. My accountant and I have been talking about this because he has the same issue. And we have taken specific measures to try to make sure we don't have this happening to us. But it's not doing any good. Others have reported the same circumstances. News items report that the IRS has a backlog of 10 million unprocessed returns. 10 million unprocessed returns. Well, that tells you right there that they're opening the mail, cashing the checks, taking the money, but they don't process the return. The IRS has turned into Word of Faith. They've gotten religion over the IRS, and they've turned into Word of Faith. They're doing what the Word of Faith fellers were supposedly caught doing under undercover video footage years ago. Opening the mail, taking out the money and the checks, throwing away the letters. Don't read them, don't process them. And you'd think our elected officials might show some modest interest in this situation, the nation's tax and social security agencies, but no, they have zero interest that this is going on with the nation's core record keeping, as long as their super wealthy donors and corporations can continue evading taxes via armies of tax attorneys and special giveaways slipped into several inches thick of congressional bills. He's right. I mean, I guess Nancy Pelosi this week has had to try to figure out what to do with the fact that there's basically insider trading is allowed by members of Congress. You'll go to jail for it, but insider trading is acceptable. All right, what else we have here? Now, you've all been hearing about inflation. It's all over the place today, right? Inflation is so high, but notice the number they're giving. In fact, I think it was on the Drudge Report, which is a pathetic website, but I went to check it out anyway. Where is it on here? Yeah, here it is. Inflation went off the page. Inflation rises 7.5% more than expected. 40-year high. That's an extra $250 a month, it says, I guess, for people spending. 10-year yield tops 2%. Okay, this inflation rate rises 7.5%. I'm sorry, Drudge. That's not real. That's not true. We've been telling you these are bogus numbers by the government. Oh, you mean the same government that cashes your check and takes your money but doesn't process your tax return will lie to you? You mean the same government that allows for the murder of 13 American soldiers because they can't follow the NEO plan for getting out of Afghanistan? You mean the same government that has been involved in voter fraud at every level and they know it and do nothing about it but go after the people that talk about it? Oh, you mean the same government with the FBI that bangs down the door of people who are nonviolent criminals, but yet they themselves are full of proven criminals and swingers, no doubt, don't you know? Sexual perverts. Oh, you mean the same government that turns a blind eye to sex trafficking and knew that Epstein was up to stuff? Oh, you mean the same government that knowingly is allowed for the murder of about 70 million babies and active euthanasia? You mean the same government that now is mandating onto you a shot that they know will kill you or greatly harm you? That same government will lie to you over the real rate of inflation? No. Well, they are. The real rate of inflation, I've been telling you guys for months, is not the 4.5% they were telling you last year. I told you it was closer to 11%. Then it jumped, and I said, I think it's probably closer to between 15 and 20%. So now everyone's talking about inflation, but they still don't have a clue how bad it really is. Well, over there at Shadow Stats, they do. Over at Shadow Stats, John Williams, he knows. He goes into it. January 2022 CPI, Consumer Pricing Index, annual inflation hit 7.48%, up from 7.04% in December. The steepest inflation pace since February 1982 in 40 years. But what the Shadow Stats corrected alternative CPA estimate hits 15.63%, up from 15.15% in December. The steepest, listen now, the steepest inflation rate since June 1947. The steepest since 1947. And the average American's thinking 7.5 and they're coming unglued. What if they knew the real rate was almost 16%? 15.63, almost 16%. Now, these were January 2022 numbers. We're in February. So we're somewhere between 15, 16, and 20% inflation. What happens when you hit 50%? That's the legal definition of hyperinflation, which I've been warning about. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. I'm updating the Worldview Report website even as I'm sitting here on the air. So much happening. That's the aggregated news site where if I see something interesting, I put it over there. Worldviewreport.com. I'm even sitting here updating it as we speak. Worldviewreport.com. All right, let me fix this, move this over a little bit. Got to keep the spacing good. But then there's somebody that comes in behind me and has to, quote, clean up. That's the word she uses. Can I go in there and clean up? Like what I'm doing is so messy. I'm like, sure, knock yourself out, clean it up. All right, so I know she's laughing right now. All right, so there we go, publish. So now the latest should be there at worldviewreport.com. All right, here we go. Let's go over there. Let's see what else is at worldviewreport.com. Oh, I see a story about Wisconsin. We'll get to that in a minute. By the way, big news coming. I'll pull at Joe Biden and start whispering. Big news, big news coming. If I had a 3-ring binder notebook, I could then put my hands on it and lay my head on it. Like I'm out of my mind. Crazy Joe. Crazy Joe. Can you believe it, folks? It'd be funny if it wasn't so serious. Got a man in the White House, doesn't know who his wife is, who his sister is, can't hardly finish a sentence. It's crazy. He's bought and paid for by China. Tons of money going from apparently Hunter Biden, China, to Hunter Biden, to Joe, remodeling his home while he was vice president, remodeling his home in Delaware. No one says anything. But if you talk about the Constitution and the borders, you're a domestic terrorist. This, if you had written something and said this is the way it was going to be in America in 2022, people would say, you're crazy. You're crazy. There are people having conniption fits because I was publishing books back in 1995 saying we're headed toward social credit scores. I remember some old coot, that silly little redneck, said to my pastor at the time, House is a good, he's a smart young man. He just doesn't understand the big picture. I'm like, I don't know what that means. But the pastor turned and said, yeah, the guy says you're a smart young man, but you don't understand the big picture. I'm like, what does that mean even? So apparently some of the older folks couldn't handle what I was telling them what I was saying. They were hearing what I was teaching in a worldview class. They couldn't handle it. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell you the big picture. And this was like 7-8 years ago. Oh, man. I think the big picture involved the fact that I was criticizing the Southern Baptist Convention and what they were doing with their policies. And, of course, now some of those same people I hear from back channels are freaking out because of Southern Baptist Convention's pushing social justice and wokeness. Yeah, I didn't understand the big picture. What that meant is House doesn't understand we have to go to moral relativism, situational ethics. The end justifies the means. We have to do what we have to do to keep this, evangelical complex afloat. But now those same people are upset that the Southern Baptist Convention is melting down, and they can't believe what's happening to the country. But House was over the top. Oh, it's so funny. But reality is, if you had told people a few years ago that this would be happening in 2022, Hezbollah would be sneaking into your borders. Open borders, by the way. The government's deliberately keeping open. Your government would be giving out $30 million for crack pipes. You guys have all heard that story. Now, with Health and Human Services, the Biden regime apparently is now trying to say that's misinformation and propaganda. Well, if it's misinformation and propaganda, how is it that we know so much about the program that it's going to be multiple grants given out over several years totaling up to $400,000 and exactly what it's going to buy? And if it's such a fake story, misinformation, propaganda, how is it that state senator, U.S. senator, I should say, U.S. Senator Tom Cotton and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn are both tweeting and talking about it? I think they would know. I think they have multiple staff members that verify stuff before they start talking. But now the Biden regime is embarrassed. But why should they be embarrassed? Apparently the first son, Hunter Biden, is a known promoter of this. So now Joe Biden wants to help you with your drug problem. Joe Biden wants to provide you with crack pipes and rubber bands. I don't know. I don't understand all this, but I don't really want to understand it all. But crack pipes, rubber bands, and even fentanyl strips. You got to be kidding me. That was in my news report last night, by the way. If you haven't seen my 30-minute nightly news report, it's just straight news. Just straight news, like Tom Brokaw, Peter Jennings from years ago, except for it's uncensored. Uncensored. You can find it at WVWTV.com. I post it there every night. WVWTV.com if you don't catch it live at Frank's Beach. But that was in my news report last night. Now, if someone had told you that we would have our borders open on purpose, allowing Hezbollah terrorists to come in through Mexico, from Venezuela to Mexico to America, open borders, giving $30 million to pass out crack pipes, that we would be forcing people to take a shot that had a really high rate of death and injury, and yet we would force people to take it, and we would keep giving it, that we would make people wear masks, even though the science is clear that the virus was smaller than the pores of the mask, so it's like throwing up a chain link fence thinking you're stopping mosquitoes, that we'd be teaching children transgenderism, that we would have boys pretending to be girls and competing against girls in girls' sports, that we, I mean, can you keep going down the line of the crazy things that are happening in this country of ours, and that we would go after the conservatives and the patriots who are concerned about these things and call them a domestic terrorist. You would say, that's not going to happen. The American people wouldn't stand for that. But here we are. Here we are. And increasingly, the American people feel more and more and more helpless. We have a Second Amendment. We have a Second Amendment that is for a tyrannical, runaway, abusive government. But nobody knows how that's supposed to happen. Nobody knows, when does that start? How does it start? How does that look? And nobody wants to talk about it, really, because if you do, you're even labeled more of a domestic terrorist and extremist. So we actually have it written in our laws. But we don't have any leaders at the state level, for the most part, that are willing to say to Washington, go pound sand. We're not doing this. And you're not doing this in our borders. And I will call out my National Guard, and I will urge other governors of other states touching my state and their attorney generals to join us. We are not going to fall to your tyranny, Washington, D.C. But you know what? We don't have leaders like that. And I don't think the Founding Fathers ever expected the immorality, the compromise, the lawlessness that we're seeing today. I don't think they could ever envision it. I think they would think surely some of the governors and attorney generals would stand up in those states and say to Washington, we're not doing this. We have sovereignty. We are a sovereign state. We are a republic. We are a constitutional republic and a sovereign state, and we entered into a contract with you guys willingly, and we have the means by which to end that relationship constitutionally. But they never counted on, I don't think, nations like China buying our politicians, compromising our politicians. I don't think they could ever envision that there's likely video of known politicians having sexual relations with children or people of the same gender, and that would be used. Do you think they could really envision video cameras? Do you think the Founding Fathers could envision video cameras? The spying ability today, the technology today? Do you think they could even envision the fact that people would be so immoral? Do you know the words that they would not even use that we use today? It's not like that people weren't, you know, corrupt or sinful, but there was a cultural standard. Do you know there was a time that you couldn't say the word pregnant on television in the 1950s? The censors didn't know what to do when Lucille Ball literally got pregnant. How are they going to work this into the script? Are they going to have her standing behind a couch, sitting with a pillow in her lap? What are we going to do? We can't talk about that. We can't show them in the same bed together, twin beds. And then when they finally did, it was two twin beds pushed together. Did you know that? When they finally did show them in the same, husband and wife in the same bed together, it was two twin beds pushed together And you can clearly see, as I was watching footage the other night of the old black and white of I Love Lucy, you can clearly see it's two twin beds pushed together with the sheets going down the side. So it's clearly two twin beds. It's not one. It's not one sheet. They're not using the same blanket and the same sheet. This is what they had to do to get around the censors, because the public was like, nah, there's certain things we just don't do and talk about. And you certainly can't have anyone's midriff showing. You can't have their stomach showing. They couldn't do that with the TV shows then. That censors wouldn't get away with it. Can you believe what they get away with today? What I'm trying to say is, even from the 50s to the 60s, there was a standard by which the culture and the people just said, we don't go there. We don't do that. We don't accept that. That's not, you know, on public display. So take that, what we now, some would now look at that thinking and say, that's so Victorian. That's such Victorian thinking they had in the 50s. Now, let's go back to 1776. Do you really think our founding fathers envisioned such immoral, corrupt, blackmailed, bought off perverts at the highest level of government? No, they probably expected very decent, moral people, and they would be intelligent people who would know the rule of law, the laws of nature, nature's God, and they, at this point, would say, wait a minute, it would never even get to this point. By now, surely several governors and attorney generals would step up and say, Washington, D.C., we're not doing this. You're not going there. You're not violating the constitutional rights, the state constitution, much less the federal, the Bill of Rights, which would be 10 handcuffs on the central government. You're violating those. No, but because of legal gymnastics and particularly legal positivism, moral relativism applied to the law, thanks to people like Christopher Columbus Langdow in the 1920s, case law theory, if we can get just one crazy whacked out judge to make a decision, then we can hang all of our other decisions on that one, or at least the next one. And maybe we can get that crazy judge to make that decision by blackmailing him. And so that crazy judge makes a decision, or a group of them, or they get bought off or paid off or whatever. Or we actually let people get on the bench that have communist sympathies. We didn't vet them really well. We let traitors get on the bench. And case law theory comes along, and it's no longer applying the law. It's now making law. And so now we have case law theory. So instead of going to the original intent of the founders, we go to the opinion of judges, case law theory. And now our laws are based on this ruling, that ruling, this ruling, that ruling, and everything just keeps moving further and further to the left. And our founding fathers never envisioned that that would happen. Now, they did warn, I have to be honest, they warned that they thought the great undoing of the country would probably be the judiciary. They were very concerned about the judiciary. But they thought that the American people would elect people to protect their rights, and that these leaders and in the states and the people of those states would stand up and say no. So when you have a people that become apathetic, ignorant, uneducated, uninformed, and then you have leaders that are corrupt. So everyone's saying, yeah, we got the Second Amendment. We're not supposed to actually have this happening in America. At this point, the states should have stood up and told the federal government, you're not going to terrorize the American people. As Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, said the other night when I interviewed him, he said, can you believe we have a man in the White House warring against the American people? Well, we have a way to deal with this. We just don't have enough leaders and enough Americans to understand the correct response. We'll be right back. with us. All right, let's go back to a few more stories. All right, let's go to worldviewreport.com. Okay, here we go. Flashback. I put this article up here today. It's an older article. Flashback. That's why it's called Flashback. Iran and Venezuela are testing. You know, sometimes I'm quite envious of you, Delta. Look at that, for those on television. Out like a light. She has no concern about the world. I can remember being a kid thinking, my dog has a really good life. And I often look at Delta and I think, yeah, she sits over there sleeping, out like a light. She has no concern. Zero concern about what's happening. I think that thing, too, when I see small kids out playing, you know, you see them out there, you go by a school or a park, and they're playing, and they're on the swing set. They have no concern. These kids, boy, they have no idea how good they have it. Because, and I told my kids that when they were little, you have no idea how good you have it. Your mom and dad take care of everything. You're protected. You have what you need. But you become an adult, it all changes, doesn't it? And you know what? This makes us long for heaven more and more, doesn't it? Are you ready to go? I am so ready to get out of here. I'm so ready to get out of here. That's why people say, don't you get scared? What, that someone might kill me? No, are you kidding? They'd be doing me a favor in some regard. To be absent from the body is present with the Lord. Oh, I'm so ready to get out of here. I'll tell you what else I'm ready for. I'm ready for Judgment Day. Now, I'm not going to act pious and as though I don't deserve judgment. I do. But hey, guess what? I have passed from judgment into life, not because of what I have done, but because of the righteous life of Christ imputed or credited to my account. Okay? But the difference between the saved and unsaved is many things. And one of the things, the difference between the saved and the unsaved, is we know we're sinners. We acknowledge that. We don't rejoice in sin. We want to be done with this struggle. Romans 6, Romans 7, Romans 8. We're sick of the struggle between the new man and the old man. We're sick of this sinful life. We acknowledge that we have an old nature and that every day we must slay sin and die to self. We know that. Whereas the world, the unsaved, the reprobates running our government who have been turned over, they love it. They wallow in it. They love it. They can't get enough of it. That's the difference. They rejoice in evil. Many of them are demonic. They can't get enough. That's the difference. And I'm looking forward to Judgment Day. I am absolutely looking forward to judgment. I am looking forward to the righteous judgment of God coming down on these people. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, that's in the Bible. God doesn't rejoice in the destruction of the wicked. But in heaven, the saints are saying, oh Lord, how much longer? This seems to be during the tribulation period. These saints have likely been themselves martyred and slaughtered. They're in glory. Lord, how much longer before you avenge our deaths, before you avenge the blood of the saints and the martyrs? How much longer? It's because vengeance is his, right? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. How much longer, Lord? So even the folks in heaven, or what is called heaven at that point, that we call heaven at that point, are up there saying, Lord, how much longer are these wicked people, those who follow the Antichrist, and serve, how much longer before they get what's coming to them by your righteous judgment? So I'm looking forward to glory, but I'm also looking forward to the day of judgment when everything is made right. When everything that we have seen happen in this world, they no longer get away with it. Now, again, that's not to say we don't deserve judgment, because all it takes is one sin, right? And we're born in sin. So that's not saying we don't deserve that judgment apart from Christ. But there's a big difference between those who understand that, have repented, and those who willingly jump in with both feet and love evil, love perversion, love to persecute Christians. Love to go after believers. So I'm looking forward to heaven. So here we go, flashback. Iran and Venezuela are testing Biden with suspected weapons transfer. Now this article is at Politico. It is from June of 2021, but I bring it back up because of what's been happening the last few days in ships supposedly carrying things related to oil from Venezuela, from Iran into Venezuela. How do we know they're not carrying arms? Iran and Venezuela are testing Biden with suspected weapons transfer. Yeah, exactly. You think that they aren't going along with that? You don't think someone's been bought off along the way to allow this? As we have the red-green axis running our country? Iran supertanker carrying clandestine docks in Venezuela. That's a brand new article. ABC News, February 2nd, 2022. What else do we have here? How about this? St. Louis lawyers Mark and Patricia Mikulski put on probation by Missouri Supreme Court for defending their home from Black Lives Matter mob. Now, I was texting with Mark today. I'm going to interview Mark. I'm going to interview Mark this afternoon. This evening. It'll be at WVWTV.com tomorrow. Look at this. St. Louis lawyers, Mark, and I met them both in person in St. Louis this past summer. Put on probation. His father, by the way, he told me in the interview, right there in the interview, his father used to belong to the John Birch Society. I was shocked at all the stuff he knew about the country, the Constitution, and what's going on. Like, wait a minute, where'd you learn all this? Oh, my father was a member of the John Birch Society. Defending their home. Okay, what's going on? Missouri isn't normally like this. Trump wins the state by 15 points, and we continue to get political outcomes like this. The Missouri Supreme Court indefinitely suspended the law license of Mark and Patricia Mikulski after they were convicted in St. Louis of misdemeanors for holding guns outside their St. Louis house in 2020. The court decided to stay the suspension, so I guess they can keep their license going, and put the couple on probation for a year. Look, this goes back to what I was telling you. How are you going to stop tyranny and oppression when communist thugs can get away with saying that we're going to kill you, we're going to rape your wife? The things that Mark told me in the interview were being said to him as this group of thugs broke down the fence and came into their gated neighborhood and were threatening them. But if you practice your rightful, God-given right of self-defense to defend yourself, much less your wife and your property, even that Missouri Supreme Court now is going to punish you? No wonder we don't have Americans that are going to stand up, exercise their God-given right of self-defense in the Second Amendment. Every time someone does, they're ridiculed. Their life is ruined. Now we got the Supreme Court of Missouri putting them on probation. Are you kidding me? They should be giving these people the highest award in the state. What did they do that was wrong? Where are the charges against those who are outside their house and threatening them? This is why the country is likely going to roll over into pure Marxism, or neo-Marxism, I should say. This is likely why the country will likely roll over to this. Because the people who do stand up, they are ridiculed, they are mocked, they are canceled, they are targeted. They are targeted for prosecution, they are targeted for destruction. The people that are right and the people that agree with them are too intimidated to say too much, but they agree that this is wrong. Instead of highlighting this couple and saying, yep, they have the Second Amendment right, they have the God-given right to defend their life and their property, they were being threatened, these people broke down the gate, came into their neighborhood, give them an award, and let every other citizen know. Wasn't it Sheriff Clark, when he was sheriff in Milwaukee, that said, get a gun. Get a gun, folks, because we're likely not going to get there in time. What is happening? 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. Remember now, Iran threatens. Here's another article we went over the other day. Iran threatens U.S. Says revenge will come from within. Well, sure, they're here, aren't they? Plenty of them here. Revenge will come from within. So Iran is shipping things to Venezuela. And by the way, one of the things they may be shipping are these little fast boats. I don't have time to get into that today. But I saw the pictures of these little boats that maybe that these are some of the little boats that they're shipping on these huge tankers and bringing into Venezuela these little speedboats armed and ready to go. What about missiles? What about missiles? Are they shipping missiles to Venezuela? Any chance they could set up missiles in Venezuela? Have I not been warning you since 2010? Go back into the archives at situationroom.net, situationroom.net. Have I not been warning you since 2010 that a Venezuelan missile crisis is very likely? That a Venezuelan missile crisis is very likely. I've been warning you about that since 2010. Now, I wasn't alive during the Cuban Missile Crisis, but I have watched documentaries on it. I have studied it. I find it fascinating what was going on then. Fascinating. And instructive. And to think that we could have Caracas, Venezuela, northern Venezuela, about 1,264 miles as the crow flies, last time I checked. They could set up missiles that could reach Miami very, very quickly. Iran keeps testing missiles. They claim they have missiles now to reach over well into Europe and to some of our military assets over there ourselves in Europe. They're working and maybe already have to be able to reach all the way to the U.S., depending on the reports you read. So 1,264 miles from northern Venezuela, Caracas, to Miami, not very far. What are in these ships? We don't know, do we? Wasn't there something, was it a North Korean ship or something going through one of the ports, canals a few years ago, and they found some huge bomb, and what was it, sugar packed over all over top of it? You guys remember that story? Remember that story? And it was sugar. I think it was sugar that was packed all over top of it. Let me see if I can find it. Bags of sugar, cover bomb on ship. Let me see. That's pretty. Well, I'll find it during the break real quick. Wait, this is it. No. I'll find it. But the point is, what if that had not been found? What if that had not been found? How many things have slipped into our Western Hemisphere that are putting us at great risk that have not been caught? See, elections have consequences. National security is the first priority of government. Security and national security. And yet, instead of concentrating on Venezuela and Iran, we're freezing $29 billion to give to Iran while they're threatening to destroy us from within. We're giving $30 million to distribute crack pipes and fentanyl strips and paraphernalia. Have we not turned into Sodom and Gomorrah? While we literally embolden our enemies, fund our enemies, make excuses for our enemies, and tell our enemies we can be enslaved. 1-800-347-9829. We'll take your calls. Here it is, back in 2013. North Korean ship caught trying to smuggle missile gear. This is the New York Post. A North Korean captain tried to kill himself and his 35-man crew rioted when Panamanian authorities stopped Panama. They're in Panama. They dropped their arms smuggling ship carrying sophisticated ballistic missile equipment hidden under tons of brown sugar. The violent showdown at the sea occurred when the ship en route from Havana to North Korea was seized on the Atlantic side of the Panama Canal. Wow. He posted a photo of some of the contraband, and it was identified by the military expertise from firm IHS as RSN-75 Fansong Fire Control Radar, and that used to guide Soviet SA-2 surface-to-air missiles. So there you go. Headline again, North Korean ship caught trying to smuggle missile gear. But I think there was another, there was something else, another story. I'll go see if I can find it for another broadcast. But how much of this stuff has gotten through that we don't know about? And it's because our government is turning a blind eye, enabling it, allowing it, because we have enemies, foreign and domestic, that are plotting together inside our own country to surrender us. We're creating so much chaos and crime and that people are getting stabbed, like the young gal in her 20s working in a store, gets stabbed just because she worked in a store. Lady walking down the street the other day gets a baseball bat to the head. Senseless, violent crime that we're encouraging because we defund the cops. We prosecute them when they do their job. We now are going to let 4,000 deputy sheriffs go in Los Angeles because they haven't been vaxxed. We're telling the robbers, you can rob the store, just don't take more than $1,000 and we won't prosecute you. You can set your girlfriend on fire and they put you out on bond. I mean, it's crazy. All of this is a massive, massive, massive distraction so that you don't have time to think about what's really happening and what your own government of criminals are doing to you in conjunction with our foreign enemies. Let's go to the phone lines. Kyle, line one. Kyle, thanks for calling in, Kyle.
Hey, you were talking about the IRS earlier, and I just wanted to make a quick quote. The power to tax is the power to kill, and if anybody's ever bought a Class 3 firearm suppressor or whatever, you know, the IRS always cashes the check first thing, and then they make you wait a year for a right that is in the Constitution that you have to pay them to exercise. And one more quick comment, if I can, Brennan. My wife and I have been listening to you forever, and she just noticed that it's getting really hard to get her food pickups, her online orders, fulfilled because of the shortages.
Yep.
So it's getting real, and so she's like, okay, we're gonna buy as much as I can. I said, I don't want to tell you, I told you so. Maybe we'll listen to Brandon and see you know, maybe get a little wisdom that way. So, but thank you for the show that you're doing. God bless you, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Kyle. Well, and you know what, we're waiting right now. My wife has said again this morning, have you heard from the company that we buy solar lanterns from? We have a bunch of back orders. Those solar lanterns that we sell are quite popular, and they're back-ordered. They're back-ordered with it. We've never had that. Do you know today I called up a company that we get our boxes from, that we've gotten our boxes from for years and years and years? And my wife said, hey, you need to order these size boxes, will you please? So I did. It was on speaker, and she could hear the guy taking my order. And I told him what size box we need, and his response every time, 100% of the time over all the years, no matter who was on the line, the same company, big company, you'd all know it if you're into shipping of anything, that you order boxes. Their normal response is, fine, how many you want? You know, I want 100 of those boxes or whatever. For the first time ever, the response was, I'm sorry, we're out of those. They're sold out. We don't have those right now. I was like, what? That's never happened. We had to go with a different size. We're having a hard time just getting the solar lanterns back in so we can fill past orders. But you're absolutely right. And by the way, this problem is going to get worse because as we see over here at worldviewreport.com, the bridge that the truckers are blocking, and I understand their frustration, but that has now caused North American automakers shutter production amid Canadian truckers' blockade. So now the cars aren't going to get produced because they're not able to come across the bridge over there in Detroit. So yeah, this is becoming a real issue. And I didn't even have time to get to it yet, but here we have Wisconsin. I said, Wisconsin's in the news over here at Worldview Report, and that's related to the hospitals. Hospital shortages. It's somewhere in this list of stuff here. But then we got fertilizer prices spike as Chinese import reliance threatens U.S. agricultural security. There we go. I've been telling you guys about that now, haven't I? Fertilizer spiking, which means your food and everything else is going to spike. But somewhere here in here, I've got an article here about how vaccine discrimination caused dangerous hospital care shortages in Wisconsin. So this crisis is manufactured and created constantly, constantly. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Christine. Christine, line two. Thanks for calling in, Christine.
You know, Brandon, it's a great show as usual, but I think you should have Matt Truella on. He his site is Defy Tyrants, and he's talking always about the scripture and the doctrine of the lesser magistrates, which is exactly what you're alluding to, that, you know, we have a duty to obey God rather than man. And, you know, when the state's commanding what God forbids, we have a duty to stand up against the tyrant. You know, the vital role of interposition. Matt Truella would be a great guest.
Absolutely.
He's espousing that, exactly what you're saying from Scripture. People don't understand
what it is. I will work on getting him. I actually had his book in my hand 2 days ago. I actually picked his book up and had it in my hand 2 days ago and set it somewhere and said, I got to go through that again. I'll work on that. Great idea, Christine. Thank you. Line three, William. Thanks for calling in, William. Go ahead, William.
Yeah. Brother Brandon, hey, thanks for all you're doing and thanks for taking my call. You know what? You're talking about the IRS. It just happened to me. They got my money, and they don't know what to do with it, so they had to send them a copy of my tax returns because they don't know what happened to it. You're right on schedule.
So what I reported today is happening to you?
Yeah, it just happened this week, so I'm waiting for them to sign that certified mail, but I haven't got that back yet. I'm sending them everything certified now because they can't get your act together.
Yep, yep. It's frustrating, and it's hurting businesses and companies and nonprofits. Because some of them start losing their nonprofit status because it says they haven't filed their 990s. Well, they did file their 990s. They're just not processing stuff. Let's go to Tony. Tony, line four. Go ahead, Tony.
I want to congratulate you on your show. I love listening to this. I have two comments. One of them is I'm going to be 61 here pretty shortly, and some of the stuff that you're able to talk about is like watching the Jetsons when I was a little boy in the 60s.
Yes.
And another thing is, if I can't even defend myself against the state of Wisconsin, like what Kyle Rittenhouse went through, it's not very encouraging.
Yeah, you get that right. Take care, guys.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.